The backlash against foreign outsourcing of U.S. jobs is growing in state legislatures. More than half the states are considering bills aimed at curbing the outflow of jobs. Most of the legislation would require state contracts to be given only to companies that certify that the work will be done inside the U.S. But as NPR's John Itzde reports, prospects for the bills are uncertain at best.
While 26 states from New York to California have introduced anti-outsourcing bills, none has yet become law. There does seem to be some political momentum. Both the North Carolina and New Jersey Senates have passed bills with unanimous bipartisan votes. Another bill has passed the Indiana Senate and was taken up by a House committee just last week. Majority Leader Russ Stilwell, a Democrat, is the bill's main sponsor in the Indiana House.
I think that we have a severe problem across our country. Far too many jobs are going overseas, and it's something that we in the states and our nation must address if we want to keep our workers up here in this country.
That view appears to cross political lines, according to Justin Marks of the National Conference of State Legislatures. He's compiled a list of all the anti-outsourcing bills introduced at the state level.
The bill in Indiana was introduced by a Republican, but North Carolina is by a Democrat. The trend doesn't seem like this is a partisan issue, because both parties are concerned with job losses.
John McCarthy of Forrester Research Incorporated says the concerns about outsourcing may be partly driven by numbers his company has forecast.
Over the next, 13 years, we think by 2015, roughly 3.3 million jobs will be offshored as part of this trend. Today, that number is less than probably 400,000, which out of the 135 million workers in the United States is still a relatively small percentage.
McCarthy thinks the backlash against outsourcing may be short-sighted. First, he says foreign outsourcing of state contracts is a very small part of the outsourcing phenomenon. Second, many states may need the skills foreigners have to offer in order to upgrade their extremely old computer systems.
They're running antiques roadshow systems that are so old. So they may face a crunch where they have to go offshore just to find the skills to manage some of these legacy systems.
Finally, says McCarthy, states faced with huge budget shortfalls could be hurt if they can't access the money-saving services offshore. Actually, McCarthy is skeptical that many, if any, states will pass the bans on outsourcing, but he says the introduction of bills is not surprising, given the political pressures of slow job growth in an election year.
You're seeing the fact that one of the largest unions, the largest union in the United States, is the American Federation of State Municipal Employees. They're also very politically active, so this is a way for the local state reps and senators to show solidarity with the largest union in their geography, but at the same time not really impact how businesses operate.
That appears to be the way things are playing out in Indiana. Representative Stilwell says he heard a lot about how businesses operate in committee hearings on the bill. Indiana businesses said a law barring foreign outsourcing of jobs could hurt them.
There were just problems associated with an Indiana company coming in, bidding on a contract, who may have workers that in another country, and telecommunications is a great example, that it would have prohibited them from bidding on state contracts, even though the vast majority of all their work is domiciled right in the state of Indiana. So, in effect, it could have penalized existing Indiana companies who have existing contracts.
So, Stilwell amended the language of the Indiana bill. It originally said all work under state service contracts must be done inside the United States. Now it says something quite different.
To keep the issue alive, the bill very simply says that the procurement practices in the state of Indiana for all contracted services shall show a preference and support for Hoosier workers first. And that's what that does, and it sends a strong statement of what our practices will be in the state of Indiana.
Not surprisingly, Representative Stilwell is confident he can get a majority to support that language. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.